Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Tuesday, the 6th of March, 2018. Coming up on the show today, we've got a lot to talk about. SEAT Cupras going electric, cold weather driving in Nissan Leafs, Mercedes smart cars and EQ power, the first drives of the I-Pace, an Opel CEO who buys his own electric cars, and Ford's becoming hybrids. Phew. Stick around for that. However, before I start, in the last few minutes, the Geneva Motor Show has seen the launch of the VW ID Vision with all the Zs, and some very good carpets in that, and a lack of a steering wheel, by the way, and the Bentley Bentayga hybrid with a statement piece charging station, don't you know? I will decipher the press releases and talk more about what you need to know about tomorrow. Firstly, car magazines and journalists have been given their first taste of driving the all-new electric Jaguar I-Pace as they arrive for the Geneva Motor Show. However, these aren't what you'd call in-depth road tests, and the drives were limited to a few minutes around a carefully controlled track designed by Jag. But you know what? We don't care. The first reviews are in. What did they make of it? Well, firstly, Auto Express say the I-Pace ticks the usual EV boxes with instant torque delivery and the ability to slow down to a complete halt by lifting off the throttle pedal. There's also some impressive refinement from those dual motors, only a faint whine audible under hard acceleration. Car Magazine, on the other hand, praise the steering. They say it feels very Jaguary, which is a compliment. And they noticed how aggressive the top level of regen was. And inform us, the Jaguar engineers say one pedal driving suitable for 98% of braking events. That is kind of engineering language, isn't it? Well, until some more in-depth reviews surface, I guess kind of May time, that's all we'll have to get on with. But I'll keep an eye on the in-person comments from those at the Geneva Motor Show having a little sniff around. Well, on the podcast recently, we had news about Volkswagen's Spanish division, SEAT, and their Cupra e-Racer, the first touring car powered by electrons. At the time, I lamented any actual specs, because there weren't any, because I guess if you, like me, enjoy a stat or two, now we have more details. The e-Racer by the SEAT Cupra will reach 62 or 100Ks in 3.2 seconds, an eventual 270Ks an hour. That's proper supercar performance, right? Thanks to four electric motors, a continuous 402 horsepower, and a peak of 670 horsepower, which I've seen a few people doing recently. They've been giving their continuous power and then their peak power, which they can deliver a bit like if you watch Formula One. I'm a big fan of Formula One. They talk about qualifying laps. They're allowed to turn the hybrid engines up a little bit for one lap. I guess they're hinting at that. The battery pack has 6,077 cells, weighing 450 grams, a third of the car's weight. The Cupra e-Racer technical director, Xavier Sierra, says one of the vehicle's most surprising aspects is its power. The Cupra e-Racer can reach 12,000 revolutions compared to 6.5 of a petrol-powered racer, all with a single gear. It's race-ready too, with a roll cage and racing displays. But will it ever race? They didn't say. Is it a proof of concept? Well, if it is, can I please have it when you're done showing it off, SEAT? Well, the Mercedes-Benz smart cars have been a little arm's length from its parent company. I mean, for instance, the showroom near here where we live, for instance, has a separate building, separate logo, separate branding. It's on the same site, but it's definitely not like walking into the Mercedes showroom. Well, now Mercedes are bringing the smart electric into the fold and making it part of their EQ brand of EVs. The CEO of Smart, Dr. Annette Winkler, said, "Smart is electric, innovative, intelligent and totally unique." There's the Smart EQ 42 and the Smart EQ 44, the two sizes of their cars. With the Smart EQ, she says, "We're putting the first products from Mercedes-Benz cars EQ family on the roads to show how much fun electric mobility can be." Well, the new models come with more powerful chargers for level 2 charging up to 22 kilowatts. Staying with Mercedes as well, they also launched their EQ plug-in diesel hybrids. They say that electrification via hybrid means they are locally emission-free, which is somewhat of a caveat as they run on diesel. Not quite an oxymoron, but they do point out that if you do local miles, you're doing them emission-free. Yeah, kind of agree with that. The powertrain will be available for C-Class and upwards, benefits of efficiency and performance, but look, it still burns a diesel. The electric range is 50 kilometres, in line with pretty much what we've seen from other people launching these similar plug-in hybrids, like VW with the Tiguan, about a 10 kilowatt hour battery. I think in that. This is a 13.5 kilowatt hour battery in the Mercedes, and the onboard 7.2 kilowatt charger will top up your battery from empty to full in 2 hours. They talk about pre-entry climate control, a benefit that pure BEV owners love. Their plug-ins are going to be getting that at Mercedes as well. Their press release goes on to mention all sorts of improvements they've made in diesel, the combustion process and internal friction. And I slightly switched off because, you know, all of it means you need all of those thousands of bits that make a dirty diesel, and they're going to go wrong at some point, and then they'll need servicing. Just buy an electric car. I will leave you with a thought on hybrids, though, and why lots of people are betting the next 5 years of their company on hybrids. The threat of very heavy fines from the European Union regulators regarding missing CO2 regulation targets, combined with a switch away from diesel cars by customers, is a major cause of concern for some very unhappy diesel fans in the boardroom. Many people are holding off even buying a diesel, even a hybrid diesel, after reading maybe not accurate headlines, but they are just headlines in newspapers about major cities banning the use of fuel. Of course, a lot of those bans, by the way, are for pure combustion engines. A lot of the bans that major cities have announced do allow hybrids and will allow hybrids, but that's not what the press headlines pick up on because they don't really understand. They just say diesel's being banned. Well, a former Opel CEO, his name is Carl Thomas Neumann, or Newman. He was the exec who wanted Opel to be an electric-only automaker in Europe. He's gone all electric himself, putting his money where his mouth is. He's bought a Tesla and a BMW i3, which is all right for some. You'd think he probably has a few ways to get some steep discounts at Opel, if you know what I mean. He was the boss there. Anyway, a joke, of course, but electric.co pointed out that the challenges of being a pro-electric CEO and automaker, where so much profit and jobs rely on selling combustion engines a little bit longer, is quite a hard job. At least no longer with the company. His plan was hardly radical, though. He wanted to give 14 years to pivot Opel from being a combustion company to an engine, to an electric engine company, and EVs would be on them the market by 2030. However, things didn't work out. GM sold their European division of Opel to PSA, and he has four electric cars as well. He's previously led VW's electric plans for a period of time. You've got to have sympathy for his peers, the other execs at the top of major companies who have hundreds of thousands or millions of employees. Those revenue streams are coming in from petrol and diesel. They've made long-term investments in engines. They have long life cycles. They want to get the R&D costs back. But hopefully, it's a hope, there'll be more execs like this chap. And they'll be self-fulfilling. As they see their competitors earn money from EVs, they'll take the leap themselves. Well, the next generation of Ford Focus is one of probably the only cars not being featured at the Geneva Motor Show, but we'll see more of it in April. Now, sources say that the dash will feature a more prominent tablet-sized touchscreen, although not Model 3 levels of minimalism and display. Now, the new Ford Focus is said to be using a soft hybrid 48-volt electric system on one of their models to power an integrated starter generator. That's an increasingly popular way, by the way, to use electrons, not high voltage, because 48 volts means they haven't got to stick all those orange cables and stuff in and spend a lot of money on doing that. You can use the electric power to supplement the engine and take away some of the duties that an engine would normally have done, like pumps and belts and starters and things like that. Well, that's the latest we've heard, but no confirmation from Ford, of course, worth saying. Well, the Toronto Electric Vehicle Association has taken a new Nissan Leaf out in very cold, wintry conditions, minus 7 degrees C, that's 19.4 Fahrenheit. During motorway or highway test driving, the Leaf they had, the new Leaf, by the way, had energy consumption of 29.3 kilowatt hours per 100 kilometres, which is just 62 miles. Now, factors included the route, the extreme temperature, and even having the heated seats on 20 degrees, right? That's a long way off 151 miles, according to EPA measures. So start doing that sun dance if you're a new Leaf owner and hope for some warm weather. Well, there was a lot of love, by the way, in this YouTube video for the e-pedal, which every review I've seen raves about, and also ProPilot. And finally, we'll end with some readers' letters. I saw a story in a popular newspaper here in the UK over the weekend, which barely deserved the time to read. It said that the recent cold weather snap we've had here means that electric car owners would run down in no time were they to get stranded in the snow with their heaters on. Now, that's wonderfully vague and blatantly wrong. There was no detail given to how long a battery would last. It just said if you have an EV and you put the heater on, it's going to run down and then you're going to be cold and you'll die. Well, now The Guardian have printed a response from a reader. And she says this: I had to laugh at John Richards' worry about people freezing in stuck EVs because their batteries would run down in no time, whilst those in a petrol car could run their heaters forever. Well, running the heated seats and climate control for 7 hours cost me 3 miles of range in my Tesla. Thank you to the response in her letter, Kat Burton. Replying another reader, my Renault Zoe has 40 kilowatt hours, enough to run a 1-bar electric heater for 40 hours. I suspect my car would keep warm longer than a petrol or diesel car without the added hazard of surrounding the car with noxious fumes. That letter in reply from Jeff Williams in Wolverhampton. Thank you, EV owners, for talking some sense. Well, thank you for listening today. Oh, it's been a longie. I hope you enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars. Please share this with at least one person who might be interested. A reminder, all of our previous podcasts are on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify's podcast section most recently. Thank you, Spotify, for putting us on there. Whilst you're there, you can hit the subscribe button in any of your podcast apps. Then you'll get them automatically, and you don't need to worry about checking in on them because they'll come to you when you log on. Well, it would mean a lot if you could leave a quick star rating or a review, but no worries if you're busy. Come and say hi on Twitter at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and I will catch you with more from the Geneva Motor Show tomorrow.